This is a Fox News alert. Alec Murdaugh takes the stand. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The disbarred attorney charged with murdering his wife and son tearfully tells the jury in South Carolina he didn't kill them and would never intentionally do anything to hurt them. But he also admits he's a liar.
But once I lied, I continued to lie. Yes, sir.
Murdaugh says he lied to police about being at the kennels where the murders happened. He had claimed to be visiting his ailing mother at the time, but witnesses have testified it's Murdaugh's voice on a cell phone recording with his wife and son shortly before the killings.
You know, oh, what a tangled web we weave. But once I told the lie, I mean, I told my family, I had to keep lying.
Murdaugh blames paranoid thinking during an opioid addiction. Prosecutors can also question him about the many other charges he faces, including stealing from clients, which they argue led to murder. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says railroads shouldn't wait for the government to improve safety. He's in East Palestine, Ohio, getting firsthand updates on the toxic train derailment earlier this month. The NTSB has a briefing scheduled at this hour on its investigation. Buttigieg also pledging to residents they'll have federal support in holding the railroad accountable. A renewed warning about lead contamination, especially in schools.
A new report called Get the Lead Out finds that schools across the U.S. don't have safe drinking water and that many students are still exposed to lead at school. The authors believe current policies regarding lead in water at schools are too weak. They say even small amounts of lead exposure can harm a child's brain and nervous system.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The problem persisting despite efforts, including eliminating old pipes. More of that happening now with federal infrastructure funding. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another round of power outages and airport disruptions as a winter storm batters the upper half of the U.S.
Hundreds of thousands of customers are left without power in the winter storm that's still pounding the Great Lakes region with heavy snow and ice that snapped trees and power lines with hundreds of spinouts in Minnesota alone.
We're starting to see a lot of vehicles off-road. For us, we're just asking drivers, if you can wait it out, please do.
Lieutenant Gordon Shank with the Minnesota State Patrol, flights are canceled and schools are also closed with sub-zero temps, blizzard, and winter storm warnings continuing to stretch across the entire northern half of the U.S.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. In California, the first blizzard warning since 1989 in the L.A. and Ventura County mountains. Meantime, much of the southeast facing record heat through tomorrow. Four protesters under arrest in Britain after painting a giant Ukrainian flag in front of Russia's embassy in London. An activist group calling it a reminder to Russia's president that Ukraine is an independent state on the eve of 1 year since Russia's invasion. One of the world's largest tire makers hits the track with its push towards sustainability.
IndyCar is revving up for a greener season with tires made of rubber created without petroleum. It comes from a drought-resistant desert tree. Wayule, which tire giant Bridgestone has spent more than a decade researching. Now subsidiary Firestone is making the special tires for all five street circuits of the 17-race season, which kicks off next week in St. Petersburg. Other sustainability efforts are in place. Competitors will be racing with 100% renewable fuel, and the fuel used to haul cars from the race shops to events will also be 100% renewable diesel fuel. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks are sliding. The Dow's now down more than 200 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.